along with our producer engineer Grant Sparks as we get ready for our first match of the night as the Gibbon Lady Buffaloes take on the Broken Bow Lady Indians. Our second match will feature the Centura Centurions against the Lady Stars of Kearney Catholic, and then the winner of this match will play a little after 7 tonight against the top seed of the sub-district, and that is Minden. Minden coming in with a very good chance at picking up a wild card no matter what happens here, but they do not want to rely on that because the other side, St. Paul, Wood River, Grand Island Central Catholic, all teams that have been in the top 10, this is probably the toughest district in the state. Also Shadron, Ogallala, Gothenburg in the sub-district to the west, so maybe a little bit of a rarity. Most of the top 10 teams, 7 of them, are in the 2 westernmost districts here in the state. We'll take a break, come back, and look at the starting lineups right after this on the new Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits.
Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge is doing their part to stimulate the economy. Every Saturday from now until further notice, Sportsman's is offering their famous prime rib dinner for 2. That's 2 of everything. 2 prime ribs, 2 salad bars for only $25. Dinner starts at 5, so head to sunny downtown Gibbon. Tempt your taste buds and stimulate your wallet. All at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge. They make it affordable to make the short drive.
The spirit of success. You see it all over town. People who take pride in giving their best. At the Exchange Bank of Gibbon, we understand what it takes to succeed. That's why we are there for you every day, making your life better and our community stronger, all while striving for your success. Helping you develop and grow. That's the goal of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon. Banking made simple. See the professional staff of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon today. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Again, want to say a big thank you to Mitch Stein and all the folks here at Kearney High as we stay at home for tonight's high school volleyball action as we get ready for our first match tonight between Broken Bow and Gibbon. Let's take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to Five Points Bank, a very proud sponsor of all our area teams and coaches. Five Points Bank, taking your banking and making it simple. Five Points Bank in Kearney, the better bank. Well, it looks like they're going to do the national anthem beforehand tonight, so we'll go ahead, take a break, and then come back and take a look at the starting lineups right after this timeout.
Clipper Publishing wishes all area teams good luck in the game. Clipper Publishing is proud of the successful athletes from Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River and look forward to supporting and reporting on all the game's activities in the Shelton Clipper, the Gibbon Reporter, and Wood River Sunbeam. Go to clipperpubco.com every day for daily updates on events happening in Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River. Why wait till Thursday for your local news updates? Subscribe to one of the weekly newspapers and go to clipperpubco.com for daily updates.
This sports broadcast is proudly brought to you in part by Adams Corner Market in Gibbon. Adams is your full-service grocery store with the meats, freshest produce, and every week there are great savings and specials. Fast, friendly, hometown personal service. Adams Corner Market features Chester's Fried Chicken in their deli every day, so stop in before the game and get your dinners made for you from Adams Corner Market. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
Farming is a way of life here. It always has been and always will be. Today's farmers have a feel for the land. That shows in the harvest. They team up with Clevenger Farm Products to deliver their fuels and help save valuable time. Locally owned and operated, so the people behind the counter are the people you've known for years. People you can rely on. Whether you need fuels delivered or you get your fuel right there 24/7, pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney. For everyone who's nurturing the land, Clevenger Farm Products, proud to support the area athletes.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show. It is time now to take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank. The visitors tonight, the Gibbon Buffaloes, will go with number 6, 5'5", sophomore Megan Christensen. Number 14, a 5'8", senior Cheyenne Jordan. Number 7, 5'10", senior Olivia Hyde. Number 10, the leading attacker on the ball club, 5'7", senior Harley Brown. Number 13, a 5'6", sophomore Faith Tracy. And number 12, 5'8", senior Michaela Bennis. The libero for Gibbon is number 16, a 5'5 junior, and that is Michaela Walker. The head coach of the Buffaloes is Angie Clevenger, assisted by Connie Kenton and Mickey Fries. Gibbon has struggled this year. They have picked up just 1 win on the season. They have been able to pick up a few set victories, just not a lot of match victories. They did take a set from Ravenna in their last match out. For Broken Bow, their service rotation begins with number 10, a 5'5" senior, and that is Ashley Kirkpatrick. Number 11, 5'11" freshman is Alexis Neely. Number 20 is a 6-foot senior, Julia Loy. Number 4, a 5'4" sophomore, Shelby Lemberg. She'll be followed by number 6, 5'8" junior, Krisha Scott. And number 13, a 5'5" junior, Jasmine Brooks. The libero is number 0, a 5'5" junior, Rachel Gaston. The head coach of the Broken Bow Indians is Skylar Rohde, assisted by Jessica Gibbons and Katie Rush. Broken Bow sets at 12-18 on the season, and they are the number 4 seed in the tournament. They are led in hitting by Julia Loy at 182 kills. Followed right behind her is Krisha Scott with 155. And Morgan Heffley comes off the bench as a back row player and service specialist. She leads the team in ace serves. And that's a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, taking care of your banking and making it simple. Five Points Bank in Kearney, the better bank. Again, most C and D sub-districts are underway tonight. There are a handful that only have 4 teams in their district tournament, and so they will play one night tomorrow. But in the meantime, it's sub-district opening night tonight. The 2 survivors of our 5 teams will play tomorrow at 7 in the sub-district final here on Classic Hits. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. Wishing the best of luck to all the athletes in the postseason, New Tech Seed. It's Gibbon and Broken Bow to start the C-110 Sub-District Volleyball Tournament right after this.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Click. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney delivers.
Check out what Long John Silver's did now.
Enjoy family-size savings with our $10 chicken family pack. 8 pieces of our golden tender white meat chicken with 8 hush puppies and your choice of family-size side. Just $10 for a limited time.
Long John Silver's has done it again.
Now at Long John Silver's, you can choose any 2.
Any 2 meals for just $10.
Battered
or baked.
Your turn to buy.
Right now, catch any 2 of 9 amazing meals for just $10.
2 meals.
$10.
Our
Long John Silver's.
And we're ready to get some volleyball underway. Doug Duda here at Kearney High School as Gibbon will move from left to right in their blue uniforms with white trim, and Broken Bow will move from right to left with their white uniforms and the red trim. And as we say, 5-set match. Best of 5 to advance on. Broken Bow and Gibbon in our first match here of the day. Broken Bow, of course, out of the Southwest Conference, taking on Gibbon for the first time this season. If they win, then they will face their Southwest Conference foe in Minden. Gibbon has won the toss, and Christensen will serve it away, and our postseason is underway. And on the first swing of the night, it's taken over by Broken Bow, trying to keep out of the net there a couple of times. Will be Julia Loy, the leading attacker, who now goes middle. Her swing is dug out in the back row by Christensen and rolled across there by Brown. Now Broken Bow to the outside on the angle attack. It's down and good for Ashley Kirkpatrick. That'll be the first point of the match, and Broken Bow will have the side out. Back to serve it away will be Kirkpatrick. She's one of 2 senior starters on the team. Pretty good balance here. 3 seniors. You've got 4 juniors, a couple of sophomores, and some freshmen all suited up as the serve's across. Set middle. First swing for Gibbon is going to be off the tip for the kill. Olivia Hyde. It's 1-1. Side out here for Gibbon and into the ball game for Broken Bow will be Morgan Heffley. And back to serve it away will be Cheyenne Jordan for Gibbon. And Jordan awaits the whistle now, fires that serve across. Picked up there by Kirkpatrick, set middle for Hoy, and she'll knock it down. Julia Loy with her first kill, and Broken Bow with a 2-1 lead. Heffley now goes back to serve it away. And for Morgan, as we told you, she is the leading server as far as aces on this team, and also serves at just under a 95% clip. Serves across, and Brown takes the swing off the tip. Down and good and again for Harley Brown. Let me see. That's Olivia Hyde. Olivia Hyde on the swing for Gibbon. And Gibbon will get the second kill. So it's 2-2. And back to serve it away will be Katie Mitchum, who has checked in. No, let me reread that. That is still Hyde. I'm going to have to get some black tape for Olivia so I see it a little better. And the serve goes into the net, and Broken Bow will serve it away. Julia Loy here. And Loy's serve goes on a stiff, steep angle. It's just dug out there by the libero and rolled across by Harley Brown. Now here comes Broken Bow on the outside attack, driven across by Scott. It's down and good. Krisha with the third kill for Broken Bow, all from different players. And Loy on the serve at 4-2 Indians. Loy's serve, strong middle, picked up there by Brown, set to the outside. The swing taken across by Bennis. Broken Bow with the dig. They'll go middle, roll it across there with Brooks, and Jasmine will get the kill. So four different players in the early going getting involved here for Broken Bow. 5-2, Indians with the lead. Loy checking for the service area from Coach Rohde. Of course, many people know Skylar and the great things that she has done in her athletic career. And here's a double hit on the set attempt for Gibbon, and it's 6-2. And it looks like we're going to get an early timeout here for Gibbon. So timeout on the floor called here by the Gibbon Buffaloes in the first set. Broken Bow 6, Gibbon 2. You're listening to Sub-District Volleyball on Classic Hits.
You say potato, I say potato. You say tomato, I say tomato. You say gyros, I say gyros. But it doesn't matter how you say it, because all you'll be saying after you take a bite of Nick's Heroes is,
Stop in at the top of the hill, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney, and get a gyros, Greek salad, or one of the other great menu items Nick's has to offer. Now open 11 a.m. to 2:30 a.m. Fridays and Saturdays.
Doug Duda back with you here on Classic Hits. As the timeout called by Gibbon, they trail 6-2, and Julia Loy back to serve it away, going for her fourth consecutive point here. Goes deep middle, picked up by Brown, set it back to Harley. Good swing from the middle, down in the corner, and good. Good set that time by Megan Christensen to allow Brown to get a big-time swing and a side out here for Gibbon. Side out for the Buffaloes, and to serve it away will be Harley Brown. And Brown a couple of hops and fires the serve away. Back middle to the libero, Gaston. The pass is off the mark. Broken Bow is able to pass it across, though, and somehow get the point. Jasmine Brooks just trying to get it across, and Gibbon didn't handle it properly. It'll be 7-3 Indians. And Shelby Lemberg to serve it away. Lemberg goes back, quick serve into the corner, picked up by Brown, stays in the back row, and punching it across will be Jordan. Broken Bow goes right side. The attack blocked up front. Nice dig there by Broken Bow. Try it again. That time they'll loft it over the double block with Brooks. Back set for Gibbon. And the angle attack taken across by Faith Tracy. And Tracy will get the kill. Point Buffaloes. And Tracy will go back to serve it away. Both teams looking to extend their postseasons, which they have not been able to do in recent memory, and we'll try and get something done here tonight as the serve is across. Middle attack here for Bow is driven across by Brooks. Good dig out of the back row, and Gibbon will set it back across with Cheyenne Jordan. On the outside, Broken Bow blocked at the middle again. Gibbon on the swing, and they get the block, and it'll be Jasmine Brooks. First, Amber Fox blocked it. Then on her swing, Brooks blocked it right back at her. And a point for Broken Bow, 8-4. Broken Bow will send back to serve the volleyball. Number 6, Krisha Scott. Scott with an ace serve. And Scott with the first ace serve of the match makes it 9-4. Broken Bow. For Broken Bow, they are trying to get back to state for the first time since 2000 as the serve is wide. Bow has only been to state one time since 1981. And that was getting Columbus Scotus back in the 2000 tournament. To serve it away for Gibbon is Michaela Walker. And Walker serves it to her libero counterpart in Gaston. Knocked across there by Neely for Broken Bow. Gibbon a little miscommunication, but they pass it back out of bounds. And a point here for Broken Bow. So just trying to rein in the errors early on so that they can keep things going, get a good match. And Broken Bow to serve it away here with Rachel Gaston. Serve will come into the back middle to Faith Tracy. That'll be popped across there by Harley Brown. Here comes Broken Bow middle with Loy. Around the block, down and good. Second kill for Julia Loy. And it's 11-5, Broken Bow. Broken Bow has scored four of the last 5 points to extend the lead here. Gaston at the service line. As we're just underway in the opening game of the C-110 sub-district. We'll have Monday Night Football on ESPN Radio later tonight. Nebraska UNK men's basketball is on the breeze tonight. 94.5 as Gibbons sets it across and will pick up the point with Cheyenne Jordan, her first kill. And the Buffaloes will get the volleyball back. Amber Fox will check out, and back in is Megan Christensen. Christensen goes right to the middle of that service area, takes a step and serves it back corner to Gaston, set to the outside, high for Loy, and she'll drive it down. Julia Loy getting on top of that one to get the 12th point for Broken Bow. And Kirkpatrick will go back and serve it away. Again, on the other side of this sub-district, you have got some really, really good volleyball teams. Wood River, St. Paul, Grand Island, Central Catholic are all on that side of the bracket. As the serve is across by Ashley Kirkpatrick, starting our second time through the rotation. Gibbons sets to the outside. Harley Brown drives it back row. Kirkpatrick digs it out. Passed across by Scott. Gibbons goes to the outside. Brown again through the block, down and good. Second kill for Harley Brown. Side out for Gibbons. Gibbons has only been to the state volleyball tournament one time in school history, and that was back in 1992. Cheyenne Jordan now to serve it away. Jordan serve. Down the middle it goes to Gaston. Set middle and passed across by Loy. There's the pickup by Walker. Set to the outside, Brown. Her attack is going to be deep and out of bounds. Side out here for Broken Bow. To serve it away is Morgan Heffley, the senior. Spins it, fires a short knuckleball across, and it'll be set to the middle. Rolled across there, just tapping it over will be Harley Brown. Broken Bow's ready for it. They set to the outside. The attack by Scott is down and good. Second kill for Krisha Scott, and it is 14-7 in favor of Broken Bow. And a timeout has been called, the second by Gibbon. We're in the opening set of the C-110 sub-district. It is Broken Bow 14, Gibbon 7.
Best Western Plus, the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm, offers the finest in amenities. From the spacious rooms with pillow-top beds for a great night's sleep to the free hot breakfast to start your day off right. The Best Western Plus also has an indoor pool and hot tub, free high-speed internet, and meeting space for all types of meetings. We have special rates if you're coming to watch the Storm, conveniently located right off the Kearney exit, next door to the Viero Event Center. Call us today at 308-234-2541.
There's just one place where students are students first, and athletics are played with purpose and perspective. That place is your local high school. High school sports offer more than the joy of competition. Studies show that student athletes in Nebraska are also likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in other areas of their lives, including academics. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Nebraska School Activities Association and the Nebraska State Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Back at the C-110 Volleyball Sub-District, a kill for Olivia Hyde while we're away. That's her third, and now she'll serve it. It hits the net and falls over for an ace. So two quick points for Gibbon, and that is their first point on serve of this match. 14-9, Broken Bow here in the opening game. And Hyde to serve it away. She'll drill that back middle. Tough one there for Gaston, but handles it nicely. Knocked across by Loy, as there was some miscommunication on the slide set. Middle attack for Gibbon, driven over by Brown, overpassed into the net, and another point for the Buffaloes. Harley Brown with her third kill. 14-10, Broken Bow really hasn't made any errors. That's already eight kills for Gibbon, and an ace serve out of their 10 points. Olivia Hyde's serve this time is out of bounds. So basically, Broken Bow has had one error so far in the match. Gibbon playing solid here. Eight kills in this set, that's going to be more than their average, as the serve is across by Loy, just barely picked up, and then a nice return by Cheyenne Jordan. Middle attack deep by Brooks, and a point for Gibbon. Gibbon has been scrappy, even though they don't have a lot of the wins to show for it. Back in the conference tournament, they took Loop City Arcadia to five sets, so they have shown the ability to win some games out there. Just haven't had a lot of success of stringing it together. Serve across here by the Buffaloes, and Broken Bow goes middle. Getting the kill will be Jasmine Brooks. That'll be her third. That makes it 16-11, Broken Bow. And Shelby Lemberg will serve it away. 9 kills here in the first set for Broken Bow. So, again, both teams kind of taking care of their own business here early on. And Lemberg serve. Picked up there by Walker. Pass tight to the net. Fox takes it into the block there by Brooks. Gibbon gets it back and setting it across. Will be Buffalo Blue of Gibbon. And the middle attack blocked again up front. How about an ace block here for the Gibbon Buffaloes? Michaela Bennis teaming up with Amber Fox. Bennis will get the block. And the serve comes back over to the Buffaloes. And it'll be Jade Hessler to do so. Hessler wastes no time. Tying up the back row. Broken Bow's going to have to send a free ball across. Here comes Gibbon on the set. Harley Brown gets it to the outside. The attack blocked up front by Broken Bow. And Scott dug out and pushed across wide by Gibbon. So an attack error for the Buffaloes. And Broken Bow will get back into the ball game. Alexis Neely. As we told you, the other side of this bracket, nothing simple. They're actually starting late tonight at 5:45, trying to get 3 matches in, which is very unfortunate. As we get an ace serve for Broken Bow, that's going to be Krisha Scott with her second ace. 18-12, Adams Central, Central City play the first match, then St. Paul and Wood River, then Grand Island Central Catholic will play the winner of the AC Central City match. Serve is across, tight to the net, tapped across, but it's out of bounds by Bennis. She was right next to the antenna and tipped it out. Point for Broken Bow, 19-12. Scott continues to serve. Sends this one a little bit deeper. Ties up Hessler, but they're able to punch it across with Jordan. Broken Bow gets their offense. Right side attack slapped over by Neely. Trouble here for Gibbon. They track it down on the back line. They'll pass it over. Free ball here for the Indians. Set up by Scott. High set to the outside. The attack is blocked, but out of bounds. Give the kill to Ashley Kirkpatrick. 20-12, Broken Bow. They've went on another 5-1 run. And Gibbon has already used both their timeouts. Scott, short serve here, picked up by Walker. Bump set to the 10-foot line. Amber Fox will take it across. Broken Bow runs offense to the middle. The attack is into the net, will not crawl over. Point here for the Buffaloes. Don't think there was any block on that one. If it was, Amber Fox would have been the one that tipped it. And back to serve it away is going to be Walker. Michaela sends a strong serve deep and out of bounds. That'll be the third service error here for Gibbon. Broken Bow has committed one. 21-3, and Rachel Gaston to serve it away. Broken Bow 4 points away from the opening set. Serve over to Hessler. Set across there by Fox with a 2-ball. Set outside Broken Bow. The attack by Kirkpatrick. Oh, what a dig in the middle of that. Picking it up and keeping it alive, Brown. They get it back over. One more swing, Loy. That one's not coming back. Julia Loy has her 4th kill for Broken Bow. And it's 22-13. Gaston to serve it away. 22-13. Broken Bow gradually pulling away here in the opening set. And the serve, again, right in the middle there. It's going to be an ace. 23-13. Has Gibbon got a hand on it, but it wasn't a clean enough pass to keep the ball alive. 23-13, Broken Bow. Gaston serve. A lot of topspin on that one. Handled by Hessler. Set to the back row. Punched over by Brown, but it's wide. And game point now coming up for Broken Bow. As Gaston trying to finish it off from the service line. Broken Bow wants to make a substitution, but the officials didn't see it in time, and Gaston will serve it across. Picked up by Hessler, set to the outside, the attack into the net for Gibbon, and that will be the end of the opening game, as Broken Bow will win it 25-13 from Gibbon. We'll come back and take a look at the first set stats right after this. You're listening to the C-110 Subdistrict Volleyball Tournament on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
What do basketball, choir, drama club, and marching band all have in common? They're all high school activities that offer learning opportunities not necessarily found in the classroom. They take up just a fraction of a typical Nebraska high school's budget, and they go a long way to giving young people the tools they need to thrive. High school activities, they're more than extracurricular. They're extra important, too. This message presented by the Nebraska School Activities Association and the Nebraska State Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge is doing their part to stimulate the economy. Every Saturday from now until further notice, Sportsman's is offering their famous prime rib dinner for two. That's two of everything. Two prime ribs, two salad bars, for only $25. Dinner starts at 5, so head to sunny downtown Gibbon. Tempt your taste buds and stimulate your wallet, all at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge. They make it affordable to make the short drive.
Let's take a look at the numbers from the opening set for Gibbon. Olivia Hyde had two service points. One was an ace, three kills. Holly Brown, three kills. Michaela Bennis, an ace block. One kill each for Faith Tracy and Cheyenne Jordan. Gibbon had eight kills, one ace block, and one ace serve for Broken Bow. Rachel Gaston, five service points. One was an ace. Krisha Scott, four service points. Two of those were aces. She also had two kills. Ashley Kirkpatrick, two kills. Jasmine Brooks, an ace block, three kills. Julia Lloyd, three service points, four kills. Morgan Hepley, one service point. Broken Bow had 11 kills, one ace block, and three ace serves as they take the opening set of this sub-district 25-13 from Gibbon. And we'll be back with Game 2 action right after this timeout on Classic Hits.
The spirit of success. You see it all over town. People who take pride in giving their best. At the Exchange Bank of Gibbon, we understand what it takes to succeed. That's why we are there for you every day, making your life better and our community stronger, all while striving for your success. Helping you develop and grow. That's the goal of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon. Banking made simple. See the professional staff of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon today. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Clipper Publishing wishes all area teams good luck in the game. Clipper Publishing is proud of the successful athletes from Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River and look forward to supporting and reporting on all the game's activities in the Shelton Clipper, the Gibbon Reporter, and Wood River Sunbeam. Go to clipperpubco.com every day for daily updates on events happening in Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River. Why wait till Thursday for your local news updates? Subscribe to one of the weekly newspapers and go to clipperpubco.com for daily updates.
With our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at Kearney High School as we get ready for the second set between Gibbon and Broken Bow in the C-110 sub-district. Again, the sub-districts for C&D tonight and tomorrow, then their district finals Thursday. The Class D district finals are set for Friday. Class B districts are tomorrow with their sub-state Saturday, and Class A districts, for the most part, are on Wednesday, including Kearney and Grand Island. Broken Bow serves to start game two, and it's going to be an ace as Gibbon passes it into their own net off the serve of Ashley Kirkpatrick. So 1-0 Broken Bow. Again, we play the best of five. And after this match, Kearney Catholic will square it up with Centura. Serves across back middle to Hessler. Set to the outside. The attack is going to be deep and out of bounds. 2-0 Broken Bow. So Gibbon was battling right out of the gate here. And then gave up some points after it was 15-11. They lost at 25-13. Now they're down a quick 2-0. Let's see if they can right the ship as Broken Bow sets to the outside. Rolled off the block that time by Lemberg, and she's going to get her first kill. Shelby, the sophomore, makes it 3-0 Broken Bow, and Gibbon will bring Fox in and take Christensen out right here. As Kirkpatrick continues to serve, 3-0. Serve across. Gibbon will fire to the outside, and the kill down and good for Olivia Hyde. That'll be her fourth, and Gibbon is on the board here in game number two. Gibbon will send back in Megan Christensen to serve as she came out for that 1 point. Christensen ready to serve it away here for the Gibbon Buffaloes, and as far as serving this year, their leading server as far as aces is Brown. Slide Loy here. She comes all the way to the right side, drives it across, picked up Christensen, passed across by the Buffaloes. Here is the set by Hepley. Overset. It's at the net. And the up official isn't sure who to give that to. He's going to give it to Broken Bow as the block was out of bounds. And it looks like Scott will get credit for the point. Hepley now back to serve it away, and an ace, 5-1. That'll be the fifth service ace here of the match for the Indians, and they're up 5-1. Took the opening game in this best-of-three match. And the serve for the Indians, a good cut knuckleball overpass free ball driven down by Scott. Fourth kill for Scott, and it's 6-1, and Coach Clevenger will go to the bench and bring in Faith Tracy as Hepley continues to serve. She's got an ace earlier in this stretch. Kirkpatrick got an ace to start the game. Serves across here to Walker. Here's the set to the 10-foot line. The swing taken across there by Hyde, and Olivia will get the kill. Team high fifth kill for Hyde, and a side out here for Gibbon. Back to serve it away will be Cheyenne Jordan. Haven't really had a lot of long rallies in this match. Line drive serve just across the middle. Here's the set to Lloyd. A double hit will be called on the set attempt for Broken Bow. Point for Gibbon. And another serve for Cheyenne Jordan. This is the second time they've been able to score off their serve. That's why they haven't been able to hang with Broken Bow. They can side out with them, but they haven't been able to get a lot of points. Serve across, set to the outside on a great corner attack by Scott. That'll be her fifth. And Broken Bow up 7-3. They took the opening game 25-13. Back into the front row, Brooks for Broken Bow. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you postseason action. Volleyball, football, something every night this week. As the serves across, overpass back by Tracy. Set to the outside, the swing by Scott, dug out by Walker. To the front row, the kill for Gibbon, and it's Carly Brown with her fourth. Side out, Gibbon. And checking into the ball game will be Michaela Bennis. Back to serve it away is the senior, Olivia Hyde. And Hyde goes all the way to the back line, takes a couple of steps, and spikes that over for an ace. That's exactly what it looked like. She didn't toss that very high at all, just punched it strongly, and will pick up the ace serve, the second ace of the match for Broken Bow, and she has both of them. Hyde serve, tries to take it to the right side, and it's into the net. So the ace negated by the air. Back in as the libero is Walker, and a serve for Broken Bow will be Shelby Lember. 8-5, Bow in game two. Lemberg serve. Floats it into the middle, kind of popped up there off of Brown, and they'll have to pass it across. Picked up by the libero, Gaston. Back set to the right side. It's going to be driven into the net that time by Scott. And a point for Gibbon. So the Buffaloes, after falling down 6-1, hanging in there. They're down 8-6. And to serve it away will be Harley Brown. And back into the front row will be Amber Fox for Gibbon. And the serve clipped the net but came across. Dug out there by Scott. Set to the outside. The swing driven across by Kirkpatrick. Gibbon's going to go left side. And driving it down and good is Bennis. Michaela Bennis with her first kill. And it's 8-7 here in game number two. Harley Brown a chance to tie it up here from the service line after picking up her first service point. And Brown fires this one a little bit deeper. Gaston has it. Nice pass up front to Scott. The attack is going to be punched maybe a little deep, but it's played by Gibbon, and they'll end up just passing it back across off that swing from Kirkpatrick. Broken Bow tries middle and is going to be driven through the double block for the Broken Bow kill by Jasmine Brooks. That's her fourth. 9-7 Indians. Broken Bow again looking for their 13th win of the season. And here's Lena Gary in, a 5'6 freshman for Broken Bow. And serving it across will be Scott. Gibbon passes it to the front row and then ends up setting it across. So here's Broken Bow with a free look and terminating is Jasmine Brooks, her fifth kill. 10-7 Broken Bow. And Scott, who had a couple of aces in game one, back to that service line again. Up 10-7, game two. Broken Bow won the opener. And the serve is deep but played, and it's an ace. Ace serve that time for Krisha Scott. Makes it 11-7, Broken Bow. Gibbon couldn't quite pedal out of the way in time. And give Bow the ace. This time another late poke at it. There's miscommunication out of the back row, but Gibbon saves it and punching it across will be Jordan. Quickly, Broken Bow goes to the middle. Driven across there by Brooks, and she'll get the kill. Sixth kill for Jasmine Brooks, and a timeout will be called here by Gibbon. So a little run here by Broken Bow. They've scored four in a row to take a 12-7 lead in game two. They won the first set. You're listening to the C-110 Sub-District Basketball Tournament on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Gibbon, Minden.
This sports broadcast is proudly brought to you in part by Adams Corner Market in Gibbon. Adams is your full-service grocery store with the meats, freshest produce, and every week there are great savings and specials. Fast, friendly, hometown personal service. Adams Corner Market features Chester's Fried Chicken in their deli every day, so stop in before the game and get your dinners made for you from Adams Corner Market. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
Doug Duda back with you here on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Don't forget, every high school sporting event that we do on the radio is also on the web, PlatteRiverPreps.com. And at the end of each night, you can catch the action on our podcast, also at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Out of the Gibbon timeout, the serve is across, and we're going to get a double hit called on the Gibbon set. That'll make it 13-7, and that's five in a row now for the Indians. And taking advantage of that from the service line is Krisha Scott. Scott, strong serve into the back corner, is going to get another ace. 14-7. That is the fourth ace for Scott here in this match alone. And for Krisha on the season. Checking out her numbers, not a ton of ace serves as the serve is across. And here's the swing on the outside for Amber Fox. Picked up and passed across there by Kirkpatrick. Gibbon tries to pick the pace up by going to the right side. The attack across by Faith Tracy down and good for her second kill. 14-8. Broken Bow with the lead, but a side out now for Gibbon, and that will snap the 6-0 run by Broken Bow. And serving it away for the Buffaloes will be Faith Tracy. Broken Bow will roll it across with Jasmine Brooks. Gibbon goes with a middle attack, taken over by Fox. No problem here for Broken Bow, and they'll punch it back across off the back row, and it is going to fall to the floor. And it looks like picking up the point that time was Gary for Broken Bow. Just kind of punched that one across. Then it's 15-8, Broken Bow. Gaston will serve it across here for the Indians. Goes all the way to that deep left-hand service corner and takes one step and fires it right into the middle of Walker. Here's the set for the right side, dumped across there by Bennis. Broken Bow ready for it, sets to the outside, and it is rolled in by Kirkpatrick, her third kill. 16-8 now, Broken Bow. They won the first set 25-13. The winner will advance on to play Minden later tonight. In between, it will be Centura and Kearney Catholic, the 2-3 seeds. As that serve hit the net and it dropped down, they got a hand on it, but they had no chance on the Gibbon sideline. The old fluky net hit serve, the second ace for Rachel Gaston. And Gibbon will bring Hessler back into the ball game for the Buffaloes. 17-8. It was 8-7. A 9-1 run right now by Broken Bow. Serve goes into the middle to Walker. Set to the 10-foot line. Off the net, the attack hits the antenna. Point, Broken Bow. So now Gibbon has rolled into a few errors in a row here. Have to shake that off. Get the volleyball back on their side. Gaston serve. A lot of top spin on that one, but it's picked up cleanly by Jordan. Taken across out of the back row by Walker. The libero. Now Loy for Broken Bow. Elevates over the double block. The dig made by Brown. Set high, but passed over by Fox. Broken Bow gets their offense with another high set. Kirkpatrick drives it straight down and good. Fourth kill for Ashley. And it's 19-8 Indians as the roll continues here for Broken Bow. Coach Clevenger wants to make some substitutions here. And checking into the ball game will be Olivia Hyde. Also coming into the ball game is going to be Katie Mitchum for the first time. Try and change some things up here. Mitchum actually came in. They just rolled Hyde in to get the libero out. Gaston serve. Picked up there by Hessler. Into the back row. It actually has to be passed across by Mitchum as she just came in. So here comes Broken Bow to the middle, and the attack just caught the line for Julia Loy. That's her first kill of this game, but fifth of the match, and six in a row here for the Indians. They lead it 20-8. They are on a 12-1 run. Gaston with five of those in a row, including an ace. And Gaston serve. Fires it into the back row to Cheyenne Jordan. Set back to Cheyenne. Her angle attack down and good. Second kill for Jordan. And it'll get the ball back on the Buffalo sideline. Now back into the front row, Olivia Hyde. And for Broken Bow, Let's see who they're going to check into the ball game. Couple of different young ladies. It's going to be Allie Kirkpatrick, the 5'4 freshman, as well as Carrie DeGroff, 5'3 junior, to get them a little back row play here with a comfortable 20-9 lead in game two. Michaela Walker will now serve it away here for Gibbon. And Walker's serve. Boy, she put a lot on that one, and it's picked up by Lemberg in the back corner from the 10-foot line. Loy will take a swing. Walker with a nice dig. And then I guess they'll call Gibbon for another double hit on the set. That was a couple of nice plays there by Walker, especially on the serve and then on the dig. Didn't see the double hit as we were shielded, but that is the call. And now serving it away for Broken Bow will be Allie Kirkpatrick. It's overpassed right back to the Indians. The attack from the outside. Lemberg is blocked. And a ace block for Olivia Hyde. Point for Gibbon. Hyde with her first ace block to go along with five kills. And in to serve it away will be Megan Christensen. 21-10, Broken Bow, game two. Looking for a 2-0 lead here in the C-110 sub-district. Serve right down the middle. Dug out there by DeGroff. Set middle. Loy takes it off the tip. Dug out by Christensen. Gibbon goes close to the net, and it's so tight that Brown has to just punch it across. Loy on the quick return is dug out by Hessler. Gibbon sets off the net left side. The angle attack is down, and it is good for Harley Brown, her fifth kill. And a point on serve there for Christensen. Megan gets another opportunity here, 21-11. Hey, give a shout-out to the Gibbon Buffalo football team as well. They didn't get a very good draw in the state tournament. But they went up and they gave a good effort to Norfolk Catholic as they fell 34-18. But Norfolk Catholic, the multiple defending state champion, and they gave them all they could as the kill is registered here by Lemberg of Broken Bow. And Gibbon seems to have everything in that football program kind of turned in the right direction right now as Heffley serves it away. Picked up back middle. Gibbon goes outside and a big block up front by Loy on the swing from Harley Brown. Julia Loy with her first ace block, and that was just a good volleyball play out front. Nice set, big aggressive swing. Just got blocked up and Broken Bow with Morgan Heffley to serve. 2 points away from a 2-0 lead. Serve not handled well, but they will pass it across. Dug out there by Allie Kirkpatrick to the outside block. Gibbon down and good. Olivia Hyde with her second ace block. So after a few errors took over this second set midway through, we have seen the last 5 or 6 points be pretty competitive with some monster swings and blocks as Cheyenne Jordan serves it across off of DeGroff and passed across there by Allie Kirkpatrick. Free ball here for Gibbon. They go high to the middle. She'll drive it back corner. Dug out by Kirkpatrick again. Set to the outside of the attack by Bow is long and out of bounds. So point for Gibbon. They're back to 13 where they were in game one. And Cheyenne Jordan to serve again. Jordan going for that corner. Got the ace serve. The official says she couldn't see it, and the up official is going to make the determination. And that was a no-doubter, and it is 23-14. And a nice ace serve that time for Cheyenne Jordan. Jordan looking for three in a row. This one much more easier to contain as it's back middle. Now the set to Loy. Takes it off the block that time of Brown. Gibbon sets it back to Harley. She goes near corner. Harley Brown with her sixth kill. Four in a row here for the Buffaloes. And they finally have a little something going here. 23-15. Bow still 2 points away from the game, but Gibbon getting a few more on the board. And the serve. In play. Passes off the mark. Ace serve. Ace serve number two that time for Cheyenne Jordan. Makes it 23-16. Coach Rohde has both of her timeouts should this get closer. In the meantime, Jordan's just going to try and keep those serves in. Cheyenne, deep middle, dug out cleanly by DeGroff, and then nobody picks it up. And that's going to be an ace serve, mainly because nobody got to it. And Broken Bow's going to sub back in. So Jasmine Brooks will check in. And that's the deal with volleyball. Sometimes you want to sub in, and if it doesn't go your way, it's hard to get the momentum back. And all of a sudden, six in a row here by Gibbon. Cheyenne Jordan with another serve. And that one goes into the net. So it'll be game point for Broken Bow at 24-17. And Julia Loy will serve it away for a 2-0 lead here in the C-110 sub-districts. Loy's serve. Left side, passes out of bounds. It's in a serve, and that'll be the end of game number two. And Broken Bow is now up 2-0 in the C-110 Subdistrict opening round game over Gibbon, 25-13, 25-17. We'll take a break and look at the numbers right after this timeout on Classic Hits.
Farming is a way of life here. It always has been and always will be. Today's farmers have a feel for the land. That shows in the harvest. They team up with Clevenger Farm Products to deliver their fuels and help save valuable time. Locally owned and operated, so the people behind the counter are the people you've known for years. People you can rely on. Whether you need fuels delivered or you get your fuel right there 24/7, pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney. For everyone who's nurturing the land, Clevenger Farm Products, proud to support the area athletes.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney delivers.
Let's take a look at the numbers I had for you in game number two, starting with Gibbon. Megan Christensen had a service point. Olivia Hyde had an ace serve, 2 ace blocks, and 2 kills. Harley Brown had a service point and 3 kills. Michaela Bennis had a kill. Faith Tracy a kill. Cheyenne Jordan, 6 service points. 3 of them were aces and 1 kill. 8 kills, 2 ace blocks, and 4 ace serves for Gibbon. For Broken Bow, Shelby Lemberg had 2 kills. Rachel Gaston had 5 service points. 1 was an ace. Krisha Scott had 5 service points, 2 of them aces, 3 kills. Lena Gary had a kill. Ashley Kirkpatrick, 3 service points, 1 was an ace and 2 kills. Jasmine Brooks, 3 kills. Julia Loy, an ace serve, an ace block, and a kill. And Morgan Hempley, 4 service points, 1 was an ace. Broken Bow had 12 kills, 1 ace block, and 6 ace serves. They take game 2, 25-17, and they're up 2-0 over Gibbon here in the opening game of the C-110 Subdistrict. And we'll be back with the third set after this on Classic Hits.
Check out what Long John Silver's did now.
Enjoy family-size savings with our $10 Chicken Family Pack. 8 pieces of our golden tender white meat chicken with 8 hush puppies and your choice of family-size side. Just $10 for a limited time.
Long John Silver's has done it again.
Now at Long John Silver's, you can choose any 2.
Any 2 meals for just $10.
Battered
or baked.
Your turn to buy.
Right now, catch any 2 of 9 amazing meals for just $10.
2 meals.
$10.
Our Long John Silver's.
3 is underway as Gibbon serves it away first. Loy goes middle attack for Broken Bow, and we'll get the Indians the first point for the 3rd consecutive game. Loy now with 6 kills to match Jasmine Brooks. Krisha Scott has 5. For Gibbon, it is Harley Brown with 6 and Olivia Hyde with 5. Here is Ashley Kirkpatrick, the senior, to serve it away for the Indians. Brown on the outside, big swing, passed all the way up to the ceiling, just missed the ceiling on the dig by Scott, and it's set across there by Lemberg, and a double hit called on Gibbon. Point for the Indians, it's 2-0. Don't forget, at the end of every match tonight, we'll be bringing you the Misco Sports postgame show with a look at the final stats and keeping you up to date on what else is going on in tonight's volleyball. Here's the middle attack by Kibben. Down and good. Olivia Hyde, her 6th kill. And a point here for the Buffaloes, making it 2-1. Back to serve it away will be Cheyenne Jordan. Jordan had that nice run late in game 2. 5 in a row, had a couple of aces. This has a good cut on it, picked up by Kirkpatrick from the 10-foot line. The attack is deep by the Indians, and we are tied at 2. So Jordan has been moving that volleyball around. Not really a straight serve, always has it moving one way or the other. And this time she'll drive it into the back corner again, picked up there by Kirkpatrick, rolled across on the outside by Lemberg. Gibbon sets to Brown, off the tape, it popped into the air. Broken Bow gets the play, Lemberg on the attack, off the block, down and good. Shelby with her 3rd kill. 3-2, Broken Bow, and back to serve it away will be Morgan Heffley for the Indians. 12-18 on the season. Gibbon just the 1 win this year as the serve comes across to Walker. Buffaloes in the back row will take it across with Hessler. And here comes the middle attack. Oh, no, it went. They meant for it to go to Loy. It was overset, and they couldn't get it passed across. So a rare error there from Broken Bow. They have really played clean volleyball tonight, earning most of their points or forcing Gibbon into the air. And a service error here for Gibbon will give the ball right back over to the Indians. 25-13, 25-17 in the first two sets. And Broken Bow up 4-3 here as the serve across before the whistle blew, as they are waiting for Alexis Neely to sub into the ball game. And Julia Loy will go back to serve it away here for Broken Bow. Loy's serve drops across the net for an ace. That'll be her second ace, and it's 5-3 Broken Bow. Indians have jumped out to a nice lead. They were up 6-2 in game one, 6-1 in game two. 5-3 here as a strong serve had to be upped in the back middle by Brown. Tipped across there by Bennis. Here's the set outside. Broken Bow, good swing down and good for Krisha Scott. Her sixth kill. And it's 6-3 Broken Bow. So Loy and Kirkpatrick and Heffley have got them off to good service games each time. Serve pass tight to the net, but a nice job there by the setter in Christensen, and she's able to get it up for Bennis to get the kill, her second. Side out given. Give credit, though, to the setter, Christensen. And back to serve it away will be Harley Brown. And Brown serve here for Gibbon. A little jump serve on that to the libero, Gaston. Set to the wide side of the attack, driven across and off the ceiling, and there's nothing Gibbon could do about it as Scott will get her seventh kill, 7-4. That is one thing about the old gymnasium here at Kearney. It does have a low roof and not conducive to playing top-of-the-line volleyball, probably not even as far as some of these smaller schools anymore, as the attack Gibbon is into the net. With the new gym over at Gibbon and the facility they have at Broken Bow, they would have a much higher ceiling than this. But in a couple of years, that won't be the case with the new school that is going to be going in here in Kearney. Mishandle of the serve, but Gibbon good talking there, and they get it back across. Broken Bobo's middle, Neely on the swing, and Alexis drives it home. The 5'11 freshman will get her first kill, and Coach Rohde has to be excited to have a 5'11 freshman that she can play for the future of this program. Lemberg with her first point on serve, making her second point on serve. Back-to-back here. Serve across Broken Bow. Bennis will have to set it up. Rolling it over is Caitlin Fox. Fox, who just checked in, punched it back over her head and immediately gets on the board with the kill. And it's her turn to go back and serve it away. So Kibben needs to win this set or their season will be over. And Fox just serve it away. Safe serve picked up there by Lemberg. Middle attack rolled over there by Neely. Dumped back across by the setter that time, Harley Brown. And she'll get her seventh kill. Point Gibbon. And that'll give Fox a chance to serve again. 9-6. And Katie Fox's serve. Down the middle it goes. Heffley has it set wide to the outside, putting an angle swing on it. Down and good on the back line is Kirkpatrick. Fifth for Ashley. Point for Broken Bow, and into the ball game, Lena Gary, another freshman. So already three freshmen have played here in this sub-district match for Broken Bow. And ready to serve it away will be Krisha Scott. Four aces for her and make it five. Krisha Scott with her fifth service ace of the match here for Broken Bow. What a great job she has done. She gets ready to serve it away again at 11-6. This one's shorter, picked up by Brown, set back to Harley. She'll roll it across, up there by Scott, and it has to be punched across, but into the net it goes, Broken Bow. Error brings Gibbon the ball back. Into the front row will be Olivia Hyde, and back to serve it away will be Michaela Walker, the libero for the Buffaloes. Clipped the net, and it sent it a little farther to the outside. Gary picks it up, but it has to be passed across here by Broken Bow. Set tight to the net, dumped over that time by Hyde. Broken Bow's going to get a swing from the middle, and the freshman sends it deep. Gary, and a point here for Gibbon. 11-8. Walker to serve it away again, getting her first point on serve of the night, and then trying to get a little tougher, puts it into the net with the service error, and that will make it 12-8. And back over to Broken Bow to serve it away will be Rachel Gaston. Again, don't forget our next match, Kearney Catholic. We'll be taking on Centura. That already will be starting late, even if this just goes three sets. They don't plan enough time between those. It's scheduled to start at 5:45. Loy middle, rolls it across, and trouble given. They can't quite get it back over. We'll give Loy credit for her seventh kill. Once again, Gibbon still battling out there. They were scrapping for that loose ball. Gaston already with 11 points from the service line tonight. Gaston, deep middle to Hessler. Good pass that time for Fox. She tried to dump it across, but dumped it into the net. And a timeout will be called here by Gibbon. Broken Bow's up 2-0 and 14-8, trying to advance in the sub-districts. We'll be back with more after this timeout.
Best Western Plus, the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm, offers the finest in amenities. From the spacious rooms with pillow-top beds for a great night's sleep to the free hot breakfast to start your day off right. The Best Western Plus also has an indoor pool and hot tub, free high-speed internet, and meeting space for all types of meetings. We have special rates if you're coming to watch the Storm. Conveniently located right off the Kearney exit, next door to the Viero Event Center. Call us today at 308-234-2541.
There's just one place where students are students first, and athletics are played with purpose and perspective. That place is your local high school. High school sports offer more than the joy of competition. Studies show that student athletes in Nebraska are also likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in other areas of their lives, including academics. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Nebraska School Activities Association and the Nebraska State Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Well, out of the given timeout, we get back to action. An attack error by Loy, a little deep on that swing for Broken Bow. So out of the timeout, Gibbon will get the side out and to serve Megan Christensen. You're listening to the C-110 Sub-District Volleyball Tournament. Doug Duda with you at Kearney High here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Overpass on the serve at the net. A good job there by Krisha Scott to redirect it across for Broken Bow. It's quickly passed back over to Gaston. From the 10-foot line, the Indians get a swing from Ashley Kirkpatrick, dug by Hessler. To the middle, the swing is down, but it is wide for Gibbon. And side out, Broken Bow, leading it 15-9, trying to garner the sweep here. And if they do, it would be another match with Minden. We'll talk more about that in a moment here as the outside attack deep again that time for Gibbon. They're still taking some good, hearty swings. They're not playing shy. They're not tipping. They're trying to play hard. But that one was deep. And Ashley Kirkpatrick with the serve. Good toss spin on that one to Hessler. Here's the set right side. The attack taken across by Cheyenne Jordan. Picked up by Broken Bow. Set to the outside for Lemberg. Lena Gary is in there taking the center position. And now a point for the Indians off of Lemberg's second swing. Makes it 17-9. For Broken Bow, they played Minden in a triangular back on the 10th along with Ogallala, and they did take a set from Minden, took them three sets that night. So Minden might have to be a little bit worried as Broken Bow goes middle attack and a big block up front by Olivia Hyde. That's her third. Side out for Gibbon. Heffley back into the front row for the Indians, and checking in for Gibbon will be Caitlin Fox. Checking out will be Jade Hessler, and it is Cheyenne Jordan to serve it away. Gibbon trailing 17-10 here in the third set. Across it comes to Gaston for the Indians. Good set middle. Loy takes it across, and Julia has her eighth kill, three of them here in this game. And 18-10 as Heffley goes back to serve it away. Again, our next match will feature the Kearney Catholic Stars, the defending state champions against Centura. And they beat them in straight sets earlier this year as the attack is wide that time for Brown. And here's what Broken Bow has kind of done all night long. It might be close in that 15-12, 14-10 range. And then they went on a run, and they're doing it again right here as they have scored five of the last 6 points. It was 11-8. Now it's 19-10. So an 8-2 run to go out a little farther. Loy, middle attack, blocked up front again, and another ace for Olivia Hyde. So the senior not giving up, trying to stay strong right here, and Hyde with the ace block. That's her fourth. She's got six kills. She's got a couple of aces. She's back there to serve it away. And Hyde cuts it on the wing here, picked up by Shelby Lemberg. Big swing, Broken Bow, deep and out of bounds. Point for the Buffaloes. You always get that feeling when your season is about to end that you, some reason, no matter if you got one win or 30 wins, you play your best ball, it seems like, down the stretch. And Given is playing pretty solid right now as it's rolled back across by Bo. Free swing in the middle. Down and good for Harley Brown. Her eighth kill. Three in a row for Given. 19-13. Hyde stays at that service line, trying to claw the Buffaloes back into this one and keep their season alive. Big knuckleball serve, though, is deep and out of bounds. And point number 20 for Broken Bow comes via the service error. And back into the front row will be Alexis Neely. And Loy will go back and serve it away. Deep middle. Brown took a punch at it, set it back to her, and she'll have to pass it across. Broken Bow sets middle. Here's the freshman Neely, and into the net it goes. Point for Given. And back into the ball game, Amber Fox. And to serve it away will be Harley Brown. Brown leads the team with eight kills, but has only picked up 1 point from the service line. This one is strong to Gaston. Passed up high, but doesn't hit anything. Tracked down, and a free ball across here for Given. Can they do something with it as Bennis passes it right side? Rolled over by Fox. Nice dig there by Heffley, and Broken Bow will just have to punch it across, and it's wide and out of bounds. Good decision there by Bennis. She said, if that's over my head, it must be deep. And she was correct. Brown to serve again. 20-15. Given down by five with their season on the line. Serve across to Gaston. Good high set to the outside, and it's down and good for Krisha Scott. Third kill of the game and eighth of the match for Scott, the junior. And rotating back to serve it away will be Shelby Lemberg at 21-15. Given does have one timeout left if they want to use it. Walker on serve receive to the outside. Fox mishit it, and it's point number 22 here for Broken Bow. 3 points away from the match. And subbing in late here for Given, they are going to get Katie Mitchum. Well, they were trying to get Katie Mitchum back in, but they say it was after the serve whistle had blown. And the serve fired across. And now the up official calls 5 seconds on Broken Bow as there was confusion. Given tried to serve it. The whistle blew. He's looking at the server, and they call 5 seconds. Haven't seen that all year. As a bad break. So it is a point for Given. And to serve it across, they'll kind of play nice and serve it out of bounds. So it's 23-16. And Broken Bow will serve it away with Krisha Scott, who has 5 ace serves tonight for Broken Bow. Hessler back in for Given. 2 points left in their season. They need to get it back right here. The attack taken across by Cheyenne Jordan. Broken Bow sets to the outside. Here's a nice swing by Kirkpatrick off the block. And Ashley will get her 6th kill. And it is match point for Broken Bow. Michaela Stamp's going to come in. Sarah Evans going to come in. Probably got everybody into the match for at least 1 point here. Coach Rohde did. And to serve it away will be Scott to try and finish it off here at 24-16. Picked up there by Mitchum, set across by Brown. Broken Bow will set it with Gary. The attack by Kirkpatrick is down and good, and that is the end of the match as Broken Bow improves to 13-18, and Given will end their season at 1-28 with a 25-13, 25-17, and 25-16 victory over Given. Broken Bow, your winner. They'll advance on to play Minden a little bit later tonight. After 7 o'clock, we'll take a break and be back with the Misco Sports postgame show right after this timeout.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We are your shelter.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, yield leader. undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back to Kearney High. As always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors, to Mitch Stein and the crew here at Kearney High for their hospitality, where it's time for the Misco Sports postgame show. See them before the games begin. They've got a great select to choose from their storefront location or orders, as they always do, cover the entire state of Nebraska, providing the best sportswear and equipment to the athletes. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Let's take a look at the numbers from the third and final set here for Gibbon. Caitlin Fox had a service point and one kill. Olivia Hyde, two service points, two ace blocks and a kill. Harley Brown had a service point, two kills. Michaela Bennis had a kill. Cheyenne Jordan, a service point, and Michaela Walker had one service point. Looked like Gibbon was held to five kills in that set. They did have two ace blocks and no ace serves. For Broken Bow, Shelby Lemberg had three service points and two kills. Rachel Gaston had two service points. Krisha Scott, three service points. One was an ace, three kills. Ashley Kirkpatrick had three service points, three kills. Alexis Neely had a kill. Julia Loy, two service points. One was an ace and three kills. And Morgan Heffley had one service point. Unofficially, I had Broken Bow in the third set for 12 kills, no ace blocks, and they did have two ace serves as they win it 25-16. We'll be back with the cumulative numbers of our first match after this on the Misco Sports postgame show.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
Back on the Misco Sports postgame show, here's a look at the overall numbers I had for tonight's first match, beginning with Gibbon. Caitlin Fox, one service point, one kill. Megan Christensen had a service point. Olivia Hyde had five service points. Two of them were aces. She had a match high, four ace blocks and six kills. Harley Brown in her final match, two service points and a team high, eight kills. Michaela Bennis, an ace block, two kills. Faith Tracy, two kills. Cheyenne Jordan led the team in serving with 7 points. Three of them were aces, two kills. And Michaela Walker had one service point. Gibbon had 21 kills, 5 ace blocks, and 5 ace serves, but they end their season at 1-28. For Broken Bow, Shelby Lemberg had 3 service points and 4 kills. Rachel Gaston had 12 service points. Two of them were aces that tied for the team high tonight. The other 12 points, Krisha Scott, 5 of her serves were aces. She also had 8 kills tied for the team high. Lainey Gary had a kill. Ashley Kirkpatrick, 6 service points. One was an ace, 7 kills. Alexis Neely, 1 kill. Jasmine Brooks, an ace block, 6 kills. Julia Loy, 6 service points. Two of them were aces. She had an ace block and tied for the team high with 8 kills. And Morgan Heffley had 5 service points. One of those was an ace. Overall, I had Broken Bow for 35 kills, 2 ace blocks, and 11 ace serves as the Indians improved to 13-18 on the season with a 25-13, 25-17, 25-16 win over Gibbon. They will play again tonight against the top seed 24-3 Minden, a team that they went 3 sets with earlier this season. But up next, we're about 18 minutes away from Centura and Kearney Catholic playing in the semifinals of this C-110 sub-district. Until then, you've been listening to the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports been serving our area athletes and schools for decades and will continue to do so with only the top brand name equipment in the country. Misco Sports, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Again, thanks to Gibbon for all of their support. We'll see you again this basketball and